This is July 16. Oh, July 26, 1980. This is Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. I am Bernice Sam. This interview is being taken at a residence. Ralph, would you give me your full name and where you were born and when?
My name is Ralph Harold Hum. I was born in Butte, Montana, on September 13th, 1919.
Where do you live now, Ralph?
I'm living in Beverly Hills.
The address?
336 North Oakhurst Drive.
When you were small, Ralph, what kind of languages did you use at home?
Oh, we used Chinese most of the time, in as much as the family was rather strict, and after we came home from school, we were not permitted to speak English in the house.
Could your mother understand English?
Very little.
Now, you mentioned about you were being born in Montana. How did your father go to Montana? Why did he choose to go to Montana?
Well, my father was living in San Francisco, and at the time of the opening of the state of Montana and the railroads were being built there by Chinese labor, he decided that he would moved to Montana to serve the needs of the many thousands of Chinese workers who were there in Montana working in the gold mines and on the railroad, and he opened a Chinese grocery to supply their needs.
What year did your father go to Montana?
I
approximately
have the exact age, but it was probably in the late 1880s.
How big a store was that your father had?
Well, in physical size it was not too big, but he did import rice by the railroad car loads, as I understood from my mother, who gave me some inkling about how the merchandise was brought in from San Francisco, so that it did do quite a large volume in comparison to the small size of the store.
Now, besides selling staples, what else did he carry?
We carried medicine, Chinese herbs, a complete line. I don't know. I guess that would be the other large line that he did.
Any also, American goods?
No,
carry?
Chinese, all exclusively. Yes.
How big a town was Montana?
Well, Butte at that
Butte,
particular
rather.
Time, I suppose, was somewhere around 40 or 50,000.
Now, back to the store again. How many people did your father hire to man the store for him?
Oh, I don't know the exact number, probably around 3 or 4.
Have you any idea about how much he made in 1 month or 1 year, approximately?
I have no idea about that, because that was all not revealed to me, and I just do not have any idea how much he made from the store.
Did you know that he was making money, though?
Yes, I do recall, because I believe the family was rather well off.
How old were you when you left Butte, Montana?
I was 18 months of age when my father died, and we left Butte to take his body back to the village in China for burial. And at that particular time, it was the custom of well-to-do families to do that.
What year was that, Ralph?
It was 1921, I believe.
Now, then, did the whole family go back to China with your father's...
Yes, the whole family did.
Every child?
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had 4 sisters and 2 brothers, and there were 7 of us in all.
Are you the youngest one?
I am.
Then when you went back to China, to the village, what village was that?
That was in Taishan, and it was called Baksu.
Baksu, the village.
And we stayed in that particular village for a year. I believe that was the custom at that time to observe a year's mourning period. And we built a large house there during that time and stayed there for the year required in the mourning period.
Now, then after 1 year, your mother decided to bring the whole family back to America.
No, she sent the older children back to look after the business interests, particularly my second oldest sister and my oldest brother. And the rest of us stayed in Hong Kong and Kowloon for another 5 or 6 years before we returned to the United States.
All right. Now, how much money do you suppose your father had when he passed away? In other words, how much money did he leave for your mother to take care of everything?
I believe he left something in the neighborhood of $30,000 or $40,000.
In gold?
Yes.
Was that considered quite a little bit of money at that time?
It was. Plus, we had a great deal of property that he had acquired in Butte, which continued to keep the family from the rentals and that we were able to collect.
Approximately how many pieces of property, like how many houses or how many buildings, have you any idea?
Oh, I suppose something in the neighborhood of about 6 or 7 properties.
Now then, what happened to that store in Butte?
Well, my mother continued to operate it, and it continued to operate until she retired in the late 40s.
In another word, when she was away from Butte, someone had to run that store for her.
Yes, one
Who
of
was
our
that?
Relatives.
I see.
And an unfortunate thing happened that during the first year of the operation, he was quite liberal with the profits of the store, and that was the reason why after the period of mourning, my second sister and oldest brother were sent by my mother back to Butte to rescue the property from this particular relative.
Now, was it a relative who was running the store, or just...
No, he was a first cousin.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, then during that 1 year that you live in the village, what did you do? Oh, you were just a baby then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Then when you were in Hong Kong and Kowloon, you were also a child, small
yes.
child.
I see. I was returned to the United States when I was 8.
8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In 1927.
Then you were in Hong Kong going to school, though.
I started school, yes, just probably about a year before we returned to the United States.
Do you remember the school that you first attended?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then when you came back to America, where was it? San Francisco?
We came through Seattle.
Oh. And, went
on to Butte.
Butte. All right. Now, about your schooling in Butte, do you remember your experiences going to school in Butte?
Oh, yes.
You started with elementary school?
Yes.
Then how many years did you stay there?
I went to the Garfield Grade School and graduated from there. And then I went to Butte High School, graduated from there. And then started at the Montana School of Mines, which was in Butte for the first year. And then subsequently came to Los Angeles to enroll at the University of Southern California.
Now, during your early school years, did you find any hostility towards you because you are Chinese?
Yes, the climate at that particular time was not particularly hostile, but it also was not particularly friendly either.
Could you recall some of the instances?
It just amounted to sometimes the children would look and describe us as being different looking, and that we had different customs that they didn't understand, and so we were considered different from that standpoint.
How did you react to that?
Well, I believe it was rather bewildering at that particular time, because we were not too informed as to things of this nature. However, in the home, the elders would describe past incidences of discrimination against them, and also in the instances of related, I understand in my father's time that the Chinese were chased throughout the streets because they looked curious with their cues, and because of their different physical appearance, that they were at times attacked by the majority people.
So what did your father do when he was being ostracized or something like that? What did he do?
I believe he was a little bit more receptive and more understanding of the milieu in which he had to operate, in that he was befriended by one of the leading bankers of the city, who was the man who was able to forward loans to him so that he could acquire properties which he obtained and which has been spoken of before. So therefore I believe that he probably was a little bit more understanding, a little bit less restricted in his movements than some of the others who were not quite so on friendly terms with the majority group.
You mentioned the fact that the Chinese were wearing a queue then. What is a queue?
It was a braided head, long piece that's hung from the back, and I believe that was quite representative of the Chinese at the time that my father was a young man.
Now, when did your father get married and where?
I don't know the exact year, but I do believe that from what I have been told, that he waited until he was 40 years of age before he decided that he had enough money to marry, and then he went back to Hong Kong and married my mother there. And this was at the time when these were matched marriages, and these were the times when there was the picture bride marriages, wherein the men were just sent pictures of eligible women, and then they would choose the one that appealed to them most, and then the families got together and agreed upon the proper gifts and established the fact that this couple was to be married, and then they never saw one another until their wedding night.
So in other words, your father saw many or several pictures of beautiful young girls, and he chose your mother
Yes.
to be the one. Why didn't your father get married in America and married to a native-born Chinese?
Well, I suppose at that particular time there were very few women, for one thing, and I believe that owing to the particular thinking at that particular time that they felt that it would be inappropriate to marry someone from here, and they would rather marry someone who was born and raised in China.
When your father passed away, how old was he?
He was 55.
Very young, 55.
And he passed away because he didn't believe in an operation which could have saved him, as I understand. And he just didn't trust the Western medicine.
Do you remember what kind of operation he could have had?
I believe it was sort of a stomach type thing wherein his bowels were slipping, and it could have been adjusted by surgery, but he didn't believe in that.
How old was your mother then?
She was only 37.
37.
Mm-hmm. When she was widowed.
All right, now then you have told me that you attended, when you came back, then you attended the USC. How long did you stay in USC?
I was there from 40 to 44, and then I did graduate work from 45 to about 49. So.
What was your major at USC, Ralph?
I had a double major in both geology and sociology.
And have you been working on jobs associated with your majors?
I don't believe they would be considered that as such, in that the first 6.5 years after I graduated from USC, I worked for Gulf Oil in Los Angeles, and it was in the land and leasing department. And at that particular time, geological openings were not too many to speak of, and plus in a large company of this sort, there were many other people who were equally qualified who were doing the work, and it was just very unlikely that it would be a number of years before we would ever be advanced. But since it was a large company and since it had a great deal of money, they kept a number of us on in case we should be needed, but no actual geological work did I do while I was with Gulf Oil for 6.5 years.
Do you suppose that was due to the fact that you're not American, you're Chinese?
I had some sort of an inkling of that type, in that during the latter part of my service with Gulf Oil, I was told by one of the Caucasian men that I probably would not be advanced in any way, no matter how long I stayed with the company, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to leave. And at that particular time also, my interests were going to veer away from the technical part of things in geology, and I decided that my sociological background would probably be more valuable to me, in that I was looking for an administrative type of work, and that held my interest more than the scientific part of it, so therefore I concentrated on that, and that was one of the reasons why I subsequently moved to New York shortly after my leaving Gulf Oil in Los Angeles. And also at that particular time, I believe Los Angeles was not as sophisticated in this particular area as New York. Plus, I believe that minority groups, and especially, I suppose, the Asiatic groups would not be given opportunities to do this type of work, so therefore I decided to go to New York to see if I could find some experience along this line. And I had heard that New York was much more liberal along that line.
Now, when you receive a double major from USC, did you tell me the year, Ralph?
Yes, 1944.
All right. And after that, you stayed with Gulf Oil for about 6 or 7 years, and then you went to New York.
Yes.
All right. Then after you got to New York, what did you do?
There, I was able to work with several companies. The first one was a California company called Bechtel Corporation, who was establishing their New York office at that time, and I was able to get on with them to do some work there, and it was my first entree into an administrative aid type of work with a project engineer, which was what I was seeking in trying to establish some administrative expertise.
Now, is Bechtel a construction
Bechtel,
firm?
Yes, is a petrochemical construction firm, and at that particular time we were doing a oil refinery to be built in Beirut, and we were doing the construction in conjunction with Caltech.
Then, how long did you stay with Bechtel?
I was with them for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then business fell off subsequently, so I was not able to find work for a while, and then I went to Chicago for a year and a half to help my sister there, who had started a carryall store.
Now, is this the sister who wrote a book?
Yes, this is Dr.
What is her name?
This sister is Dr. Rose Hum Lee, who was a professor of sociology at Roosevelt University for a number of years and subsequently was chairman of the Department of Sociology at Roosevelt, and her accomplishment in this respect was that she was the first Chinese woman to head a major university department in the United States.
What year was that, Ralph? And then where about is Roosevelt University?
Roosevelt University is in downtown Chicago in the former Congress Hotel building.
And approximately what year was that when she became chairman of the department?
Oh, I believe it was somewhere in the early 50s.
Then after that one book, did she write any more?
She wrote other books and many articles which were published in the sociological journals. She wrote the first book called The 100-Year History of the Chinese in the United States, and then subsequently in the late 50s she published a book on urban sociology.
Now then, how long did she stay with that university, Roosevelt University?
She was appointed to the staff in 1945. And I believe she left there the early 60s to go to Phoenix, where she subsequently taught at the University of Arizona at Tempe before she passed away in 1964.
Then was this sister the oldest in the family?
She was the second oldest in the family. My older sister, Amy, was with the American consulate in Shanghai for over 20 years, and I believe she was the assistant consul at the time of her leaving in 1949 when the communists took over Shanghai, and she subsequently was appointed to a position in Bangkok with the UN, which she held for a dozen years prior to her retirement from the UN.
Now, is that this sister still around in
No,
LA?
Amy has also passed away.
All right, Ralph. Now, I want to go back to your father's history a little bit. Why did your father come to America?
Well, I believe he was in that group who felt that China was too restrictive and didn't offer them any opportunities, and so therefore, even though it meant a great deal of denial and uprooting, they felt that they could do better by immigrating.
Was your father an educated person?
I really don't have much knowledge about his educational attainments.
What kind of work was he doing in China before he came to America?
I have no idea about that.
About how old was he then?
Probably in his mid-teens, I suppose. I'm not sure.
Now, of course, you were too young when you were in the village, so I couldn't very well ask you, did you miss the old village? No. But did your father miss the old village when he was alive?
I'm quite sure that they did.
How about your mother?
She did, too. She did not miss the village in that she was a city girl. And I have her recollections of her constantly referring to the fact that she didn't like the crudeness of the village people, in as much as she was considered a sophisticated city girl.
She was born and raised in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And so therefore she was constantly casting aspersions about my father's relatives for that reason.
So now when the father passed away, you people brought his remains back to the old village. But when your mother passed away, what happened to her then?
She came back from China in 1958, and after 6 or 7 weeks she became ill and she died here, and she's buried in Los Angeles.
Do you remember the place where she was buried?
Oh, she's here in Calvary.
Oh.
In East Los Angeles, and we go out there fairly frequently, those of us who are here. And that's the reason why I was the only one left.
Okay, Ralph. Now then, your mother and several of you stayed in Hong Kong for several years, and after that she came back to America. What year was that?
That was 1927.
1927. And where did you people go when you came back to America?
We went back to our family home and our business holdings in Butte, Montana.
Then how long did you stay in Butte after the family came back?
I stayed there until early part of 1940 when I came down to enroll at USC.
All right, then when your mother returned, did she take over the store to run?
Yes, she did.
And did you children help her?
Yes, we did.
Then did she also hire somebody in the besides you kids helping her?
She had one helper in the store, yes.
How did she feel when she had to run the store herself?
Well, fortunately, she was a woman who had a lot of talent and a lot of liberal ideas, and so therefore she, I believe, really enjoyed the role of taking over the responsibilities for the businesses as well as running the family affairs.
Was she well received by the townspeople now that she doesn't even have a husband?
I believe that our position as one of the leading families there enabled her to enjoy a good social standing.
Then how many years did she stay in Butte with the brood?
She stayed until she went to China to retire in the late 40s.
Late 40s, uh-huh. Then how long was she in China before she passed away?
She returned to the United States in 1958, and shortly after her return, she passed away here in Los Angeles.
When she went to China this last time, what was her purpose? to go back to China then?
Well, her purpose was also to see the rest of the children who had stayed on all during World War II, and to see the grandchildren, and also she was having disposed of our holdings in Butte. She wanted to buy a home of her own, which she subsequently did in Macau. Mm-hmm. And
where is Macau?
It's near Hong Kong, approximately an hour or two by hydrofoil, and it's attached to the mainland and now, a Portuguese colony.
Did she finally buy a house in Macau?
She did, yes. Mm-hmm. She was quite happy there, I understand, although I didn't see her until she returned, but I understand she was happy with her life there and had a servant to look after her, and she was able to socialize with all the women who were had time to play her favorite game with her, Mahjong, which she did constantly and continuously day after day.
How long did she live in Macau, in her new home?
I believe from 1949 to 1958.
Then what made her come back to America?
She wanted to come back because in the meanwhile, my brothers and sisters who were there in Hong Kong decided to return to the United States to educate their children here. So that left her by herself, so therefore she wanted to return. And fortunately, since we are all American born, and plus the fact that she had lived some 40 odd years prior to her return to China, she was able to get back.